Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, for people out there that watch the news and see all these videos that are out there on the news, there's two kinds of people that do video. There's the professionals, and then there's the people that have the smartphones. And a lot of smartphone video makes it out there. But the other video, the more professional-looking video, that's not actually done by the TV channels in most cases. Most of the time it's done by private contractors who have, you know, they're listening on scanners and everything. They hear something happening. They go out there. They've got their camera. The cops know them. All the news agencies know them, and they provide video of these places. Remember I said that. Some of you, including me, although I actually know the answer to some of this, but a lot of people wonder why someone doesn't just defend themselves against the Portland Antifa rioters. Just, you know, sort of do a Kyle Rittenhouse on them. But there's a story to tell you. So pull up a chair. It's a story that is still going on. And it's 4 years old. It's over 4 years old. 4 years ago, last month, a guy named Mike Strickland was just a Portland videographer, and he had the Portland protest culture beat all to himself. He used video, or he took video, used by the national news outlets of the bizarre world of Portland campus culture, street protests, and political double standards. He knew everybody involved. He knew the Antifa meshed with the anarchists, who knew Don't Shoot Portland, who cross-pollinated with Black Lives Matter, who protested with the International Socialist Organization, who were Occupy and the unions. Rinse, repeat. If you had a fist on your logo, you were on the Portland Professional Protester Club roster. And the regular protesters left Strickland mostly alone to do his job, and they did theirs, protesting, making a mess and screaming and breaking things. May Day was and continues to be their high holy day. And then July the 7th, 2016, happened. And now Mr. Strickland has to fight all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to get the justice that all those Portland protesters pretended all those years to care about, which they didn't really care. The protesters hung out in the streets talking on bullhorns, absorbed with their own sense of self-importance. They knocked over trash cans and held drum circles and pretended to care about civil rights. And they were against the man. At one of the usual protests that July, just 4 months before Trump was elected and Antifa went into full meltdown mode, they decided that Strickland, known online as laughing at liberals, was through with making fun of them. It was, as one anarchist said, the only reason they went after him. And he was also a so-called snitch. Reporting the news is snitching to this crowd. Holding a mirror up to them to show them how dumb they look was an unforgivable sin of the first order. So Strickland had to go. In court testimony, it's been proven they conspired to get the journalist tossed out of a protest on a public street. And the irony and hypocrisy of denying a reporter his First Amendment right to cover the news never occurred to the people who were allowed to exercise their First Amendment right to assemble in the middle of a public street. It bears noting that at the pre-function gathering of this Don't Shoot Portland / Black Lives Matter / Antifa rally, there were speakers who talked about shooting cops, being armed, and about the open carry laws in Oregon. What happened was this. Strickland was recording the event as he usually did with all of his equipment, including his properly concealed pistol, a Glock 26, for which he had a concealed carry permit. A mob of Antifa members surrounded him, roughed him up, and they told him, "You need to get the blank out of there." So, he started backing away from them in the larger protest, but he continued to shoot video as he was doing it. And as he was leaving, the mob of masked Antifa thugs ran toward him and tried to surround him. What's present there? It's disparity of force, right? Yeah. He pulled his gun. No shots were ever fired. His finger never came close to the trigger. His gambit worked, though. They backed off, and he got away from the mob, eventually being arrested by the cops. And he was released with a citation. Originally, he was charged with 2 misdemeanors, and that grew to 21 counts, 10 of which were felonies, within hours of Portland Politico's getting an earful from one of Strickland's favorite targets, an anti-Second Amendment group called Ceasefire Oregon. They also seem to take faith on the word of one of the conspirators who insisted Strickland must be a racist even though he knew better. The treatment of Mr. Strickland was Kafkaesque. In the Portland Star Chamber, they had, Oregon's Democrat governor displaying right-wing white supremacists for apparent... No, that's the wrong headline, huh? That is the wrong headline. They said this is the most detailed analysis of the facts of the matter. Except, he had it all on video. And he had people videoing him. And they had a 5-camera angle analysis. He is the curator of the Laughing at Liberals channel, I guess, on YouTube. Now, as attorneys, and I concur with them, they thought this was a self-defense case, but it was really a First Amendment case with Second Amendment components. They forsook a jury trial when it was discovered that most of the people questioned in the run-up to this were anti-gun. There was even a person in the jury pool who belonged to the same group holding the protest where Strickland was assaulted. Thus, welcome to Portland justice. They went with a bench trial, which meant that a Portland trial judge would decide his guilt or innocence. His Portland attorneys, as well as the rest of the Portland legal establishment, was stunned when he was found guilty on all counts. It was a plain, easy self-defense case. There was video of it. But now he's facing more than 50 years in prison. And in the social intersectional pecking order, we're all supposed to measure life by now, Strickland, a white male, didn't make it into the left's politically correct Venn diagram. He was on the outs. It's easy to see how now, in light of the months of rioting with so much attention focused on Portland, that somebody should have done something about the riotous mob by now. And the sad story you see on the nightly news features a police force that isn't allowed to enforce the law. You've got some very, impotent leadership at City Hall, self-righteous elected leaders, and a DA who tells the cops that even if they arrest those rioters, he's just going to let them out. So, Strickland got the book thrown at him for self-defense. He got no benefit of the doubt. People in high places lied about him in the media. He's forced to surrender his gun. He would not be allowed to practice his First Amendment right to cover the news for 4 years. This meant he had no job. He spent 40 days in jail. The mob cheered. In April, he lost his appeal to the Oregon Appeals Court. This week, the Oregon State Supreme Court denied reconsideration of his case, and it now goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, where there's absolutely no guarantee that it's going to be considered. Now, his attorney relishes this step, as he says, bigly. He predicted all along the case of the videographer would get to the Supreme Court. He's looking forward to getting out of Oregon's activist courts. He said, Strickland said, "I was hoping the issues would be rectified at the state level, but now that's out of the hands of Kate Brown's lackeys. My odds of being treated fairly likely increase bigly. Or maybe he'll get a pardon from President Trump." Wouldn't hurt to ask. Portland justice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I got a friend. He is a Ruger aficionado. And I got to tell you, I have had a few Ruger guns in my time. I don't currently own one. I think Rugers are one of the most unsung brands out there. And they are, you know, if not the leading gun company in just terms of sales, they've got to be up there. About a decade ago, my friend's wife gave him a share of Ruger stock. She also gave stock to other members of the family for Christmas, each one based upon their particular interests. But my buddy, he's the one that got the Ruger. Now, Ruger issues dividends on a regular basis, and he only had one share of stock to get a dividend issued for. And it actually was costing them more money to send the dividend than it was for him to get the dividend. Because his dividend would be like 18 cents, you know, it's 43 cents to mail that. But, you know, normally it came out at around 42 cents. Still cheaper than, less than a stamp. Now, it's good to know that one share is paying 42 cents. Just imagine if you had a few. But since all this COVID stuff has been happening, he got a dividend the other day of $5.42. Now, that's, 10 times. That's more than 10 times the average payment. So why so much and why now? So if you go around and look, if you go to like Forbes, there's an article called Voting with Their Guns, and they reported that June gun sales were at an all-time record high. The Washington Free Beacon noted that in August of this year, there were yet another record number of guns sold, at least 1.6 million guns, which is up 43% from August of 2019. This is especially significant when you take into consideration that all of the guns, I mean literally all of the gun shows, have been closed by COVID-19, as have gun stores in states which didn't deem legal gun sales essential in a crisis that was tearing at the very foundation of our nation. Now, both sources agreed that four factors were involved. People were worried about the spread of COVID-19 and its impact on our society. Many people feel they were being besieged by the economic downturn that has left millions unemployed and with no option of finding jobs. We got riots in the streets, which began in June and have yet to abate, coupled with demands that the police be defunded. That's the third reason why first-time gun owners are buying guns. And finally, by the millions, a lot of us are afraid that if Joe Biden wins in November, they will lose the right to buy or to even own firearms. Those millions have been growing rapidly as so many first-time gun buyers have evaluated the risk and elected to invest serious money into gun purchases and gun training. And perhaps to support for re-election the president that takes positions which reflect the Second Amendment and individuals' right to keep and bear arms. See, I know a lot of people out there saying, that doesn't necessarily mean this. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't. When you've got a new having new first-time gun buyers is better than not having them. If they are going to vote anti-gun anyway, if they were voting anti-gun before, it's still better to have them as gun owners. Because that will change things as time goes on. Forbes also noted that the share value of Ruger has advanced by 62% during 2020, while Lake Street Capital Markets project Ruger's annual sales should rise to $568 million, 23% higher than they predicted in April, helping to explain the higher-than-expected dividend. And every month since COVID-19 began, new records have been set with the most guns sold, according to the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. According to the NSSF, about 40%, roughly 650,000 of those purchasers were first-time gun buyers. Many of those first-time gun buyers are from demographics that traditionally don't buy guns. I mean, even coming from the Wall Street Journal, you get urban unrest as sales soaring, especially among blacks. This also means in August alone, there were 650,000 Americans newly who now have some skin in the game in the gun confiscation debate that has a strong dynamic in this upcoming election, because both of them, there would be no grandfathering with Biden-Harris. More important to that election, as the Wall Street Journal reported, those record sales are best understood as a referendum on the riots and the growing lack of confidence many Americans have that police will protect them. This is not NRA spin. NRA is not even spinning it. They can't. I mean, you know, fiction is not nearly as good as the real thing. 40% of first-time buyers are women. NSSF reports that sales to black Americans are at 58.2% in the first 6 months of this year. And that's significant because those two demographics, along with blue-collar voters who traditionally vote as Democrats, are clearly feeling threatened by the danger in the streets, which is being hanged around the necks of the Democrats. All of these things are all like this mesh that interweaves among itself. The reason I keep pushing this violence thing as it's happening, and the fact that the Democrats are allowing it, they're also the ones that are going to get blamed for allowing it. Now, given that these people have invested in self-protection firearms for a reason, it is reasonable to assume that at least some of those will be reluctant to vote for Biden, given his strong anti-gun status and rhetoric. You know, the anti-gun campaign was so powerful that much of 2019 has been derailed as millions of Americans, including millions of them who'd previously supported limitations on firearm ownership, have not just changed their tune, they voted with their wallets. Biden has made it clear he plans to confiscate assault weapons. A created term. Basically, this term is meant to describe any weapon that looks military. And, you know, that's all cosmetics. Joe said this here recently. It's within our grasp to end our gun violence epidemic and respect the Second Amendment, which is limited. He thinks it's about hunting. He thinks it's about duck hunting. That's why the founding fathers got together when they were doing putting together the seminal document for freedom on the planet known in modern times, and the Second Amendment after the freedom of speech and the right to assemble and everything else, that was about duck hunting, according to Biden. He is senile. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish you would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A rough day on Wall Street as investors decided to sell after weeks of record-setting highs. All three major stock indexes losing more than 2.5%, the Dow losing over 800 points. As far as what this means for everyone, Ted Weisberg with Seaport Securities tells Fox News.
When you get reversals in trends, and the trends have certainly been positive, particularly for the tech sector, when you get these reversals, I think initially you have to view it as technical in nature. They're sharp, they're painful, it's hurtful. I'm not sure we're out of the woods yet.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden vows to create a White House commission on police violence if elected. Biden, ignoring requests from the mayor of Kenosha, still visited the city and held his political event inside a church. This is USA Radio News. As we head into the Labor Day weekend, the White House Coronavirus Task Force is reminding everyone to mask up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A White House Coronavirus Task Force member laying out how people should stay healthy during the upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend. Dr. Deborah Birx yesterday warning that folks should avoid crowded events, including backyard barbecues. And she says masks need to be worn, especially by younger people who could inadvertently spread the virus to people at risk. Birx added those who have not made smart decisions should not go home to their parents or grandparents and possibly spread the illness.
More Starlink internet satellites are being launched by SpaceX. 60 of them took off Thursday morning. The first stage of the rocket booster landed on a drone ship close to 10 minutes following the launch. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a renowned expert and brilliant scientist, and he's never, ever, ever, ever been wrong, and his counterparts at the National Institutes of Health and Centers for Disease Control, have been conducting a major experiment on all of us this year in the United States, all 330-plus million of us. The major control groups are mostly journalists and many governors and power-hungry politicians named Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. One person they're having trouble controlling is named Trump. He defied the swamp creatures with a China travel ban, continually mobilizes the private sector to find a cure, touts a cheap drug that we block as a potential lifesaver, and gathers his supporters in large groups without masks. Without evidence, the control groups claim the large gatherings are super spreaders. In January, February, and in early March, Fauci and the others claimed, without evidence once again,
5 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. So a lot of people are buying guns and have been for months now, ever since it became clear that COVID-19 was here. People have been buying firearms. And there's a lot of reasons why people would buy firearms. While COVID-19 and concerns related to that might have been an early driver. And, there were a lot of things that sort of spurred that on. Remember when the food industry executive got out there and said there might be a food shortage? You know, there's a lot of things that happen when the economy stops. So that was the COVID part. Then we've gotten other reasons to buy guns now. But where is that? There we go. A lot of our understanding has been based on speculation and anecdote. And that's not hard data. So there's this place called A Girl in a Gun Shooting League. They've done a little digging to quantify things a bit. In July 2020, A Girl in a Gun conducted a survey of more than 6,000 members to specifically focus on women's reasons and interests. Results show that 43% of women joined AG and AG to practice self-defense skills. 92% were in the process of obtaining or already have acquired their concealed or open carry permit. This complemented the NSSF survey data that 25% of first-time buyers have already taken some form of firearms training. 63% inquired about taking a firearms safety course in the near future. In alignment with retailer sales, AG and AG also saw an influx in new memberships. In July 2020, memberships were up 150% over the previous year. A survey showed that 40% of respondents had been involved in firearms training for less than 1 year and more than half involved for 5 years or less. Follow-up survey of new first-time gun owners asked specifically what spurred them into seeking firearms training. Here we go with the hard data. 14% it had to do with riots, fear of mobs, and civil unrest. 12% upcoming elections, concern of bans. 12% urged by family member or friend. 8% just learned about training opportunity. 8% new firearm in household. 8% lack of law enforcement resources or, you know, defunding the cops. 7% pandemic/uncertainty of access to essentials. 7% fear of targeted violence/discrimination. 7% rising unemployment/fear of crime. 4% quarantine boredom, try something fun. 3% ammo shortage, concern of waiting. 3% stimulus check provided opportunity. With that last one, I would have to conclude that this is an honest assessment. They also found that a lot of women weren't just buying guns, but taking advantage of training opportunity, which is very, very good news. But in the name of fairness, we also need to note a couple of shortcomings in this survey. Because there's a sampling bias here. The survey really just shows why A Girl and a Gun members bought guns, which may or may not be reflective of society as a whole. These women were possibly more likely to purchase a gun in the first place than many other women, for example. But we know we have 5 million new gun owners that are in the, in the ranks with me, you. But I'm of the belief that there isn't an exact breakdown of why many women have purchased firearms this year. It's just a close approximation. And this at least fits with the anecdotal data that I've seen over the last 6 months. And it is probably a fairly representative sample. Now, we know there's a lot of women out there who are buying guns, and now we have a glimpse as to why. This makes me wonder just how much of this current trend will impact the coming election, because women are a very big demographic for the same politicians who push anti-gun policies. And if more and more women do become active gun owners and Second Amendment supporters, will that be enough to sway these politicians to drop the anti-gun rhetoric? Or will it result in them being beaten severely in the election? The thing about women and guns, and this is a really good part of it, a really great benefit to women and guns, women owning guns, women training with guns, women carrying guns, is that it is very hard to make the argument that women shouldn't be able to carry a gun for self-defense, because women are the ones that are targeted. Black women, especially, are the ones targeted for most crime. And that also sort of correlates with how many black women are buying guns today, because the fastest growing segment of the American population that are new gun buyers are black women. Now, I have no problem with women being the saviors of the Second Amendment. I myself, I myself have only just begun to be able to go to a gun class.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Some of America's most pro-gun people live in some of the most anti-gun locales in the United States. They're like plants that can survive the harshest desert climate. They are among the hardiest of our kind. And for those in the know, they are as much a part of the Second Amendment landscape or as cactuses are in the desert. In New York City, the epicenter both to America's COVID-19 outbreak and to the anti-Second Amendment fervor, one of the city's gritty gun culture icons has already succumbed to the economic pressures of the Big Apple interminable lockdown, and another is fighting for its life. The bad news, John Jovino Gun Shop on Grand Street in Little Italy in Chinatown had served New Yorkers since 1911, and they billed themselves as the oldest gun shop in the USA. Ironically, 1911 was the same year Tammany Hill grifters, including Senator Timothy Sullivan, enacted a New York state law that made possession and carrying of concealable firearms subject to a license issued at the discretion of local officials. And in New York City, the infamous Sullivan Act was openly promoted as a way to keep firearms out of the hands of such undesirables as working-class Italian immigrants, or the same people the New York Times described at the time as low-browed foreigners. Born in that inauspicious time, John Jovino Gun Shop nevertheless managed to survive World War I, the Spanish flu, pandemic of 1918, the Great Depression, World War II, the Hong Kong flu pandemic of 1968-69, the blackout of 1977, the Cold War, and 9/11. Passersby were lured to the store by the unlikely sight in Manhattan of a giant wooden revolver hanging outside the shop. But thanks to this modern manifestation of the Sullivan Act, there could be no impulse purchases of any such handgun at John Jovino. That act in New York City is still treated as a privilege reserved for the well-heeled or the well-connected. And at best, it involves hundreds of dollars in fees and takes the better part of a year if it proves possible to the average city resident at all. In the 20s, John Jovino Gun Shop passed from its namesake founder to the Imperato family, who at the time lived in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. And beginning in the 1990s, the business even included a gun factory in Brooklyn, which made reproductions of Civil War-era Henry rifles and cap-and-ball Colt revolvers. That later moved to Bayonne, New Jersey, and lives on as Henry Repeating Arms, now makers of the fine lever-action rifles. I got one in there in the one of the other rooms that is earmarked for my grandson. More recently, the Manhattan retail outlet was able to survive on the business of the local law enforcement community and some especially determined citizens. And fittingly for a New York City staple, it also appeared in hard-nosed film and television productions like Serpico and Law and Order. Charlie Hu, the store's manager since 1995 and known in the neighborhood as Gun King Charlie, spoke emotionally to the local press upon the store's closing last week. "I'm very emotional right now. As you can see, I'm having a rough day. Everything is super sad. My whole life went into this." And throughout the day, according to the article, longtime friends at the new NYPD called to thank Mr. Hu for responsibly serving the local community and to wish him well. And then a call came from the boss himself, Anthony Imperato. "You are completing the mission," he told his faithful employee of 25 years. Meanwhile, uptown on West 23rd Street, there's a survivor there. A lone survivor of the New York Second Amendment community continues to fight for his life. If you think making and selling guns seems unlikely in New York City, maintaining a public range in the heart of Manhattan seems downright preposterous, doesn't it? But it's there. West Side Rifle and Pistol Range has done just that for over half a century since its founding in 1964. Now it is Manhattan's last surviving public range, offering equipment, facilities, and training to help local gun owners exercise their Second Amendment right. But it helps New Yorkers negotiate the complicated process of applying for a handgun license in the city, which you have to have just to possess it. It's located in a basement of a large office building, and it's been run since 1989 by Darren Leong, a former New York State peace officer, who said a lifelong interest in firearms was shaped by uncles on both sides of the law. Any New Yorker is likely to go by West Side to shoot the breeze as the targets in the range multiple shooting bays are being popped. Sort of like a barbershop, you know. It has a very friendly, welcoming atmosphere. Mr. Leong is a staunch supporter. He's one of those hardy people. And prophetically, he told NBC 3 years ago, "If I ever close, I might be killing off a whole couple of generations of shooters ahead of us." So it's always in the back of my mind that it's important to maintain the range and to maintain it correctly. In New York, members of the gun owning community of New York have started a GoFundMe to help keep West Side Rifle and Pistol afloat during their ongoing COVID-19 lockdown. Without that opportunity for regular income, that can doom even the most resilient of businesses and business owners. To date, they've been very generous for them, and the range remains determined to fight on as long as possible. The organizer of the GoFundMe effort said, "It's both overwhelming and humbling to realize how many folks care and love us." So for the time being, West Side continues. They are a symbol that even the city's most notorious anti-gun snobs, chief among them, Michael Bloomberg, have not been able to extinguish them yet. What the song said of New York is as true for the Second Amendment as it is for aspiring talent. If you make it there, you can make it anywhere. I want to go to New York. I want to go and I want to walk amongst the architecture, take pictures, shoot video. I want to go to B&H Photo. I want to go to the food trucks. I want to go to Times Square. I've never actually walked on those streets. I want to do it. But I haven't yet. And I probably won't get to. Because I would have to go unarmed. But there are people in New York that are, you know, I say a lot of times that people that live in these areas should just get up and go to where the freedom is. And I understand why some people do and why some people don't. But then I think about these guys who are staying in place and they're remaining and they're surviving and they're making things work. And I realize I don't really have it easy where I'm at, but I have it easier than they've got it. I don't have to jump through any of the hoops that they have to jump through. I don't have to do any of the things. I don't have to spend any of the money that people in New York have to just to own a gun. I don't have to go in. I don't have to worry about can I buy this gun or that gun like I do in California. I don't have to worry about can I own an AR-15. I don't have to try to find a workaround for that. So for these people that stay to fight, hats off. Absolutely hats off. I just keep that in mind, as we all should, as we continue to fight for the right. And bear in mind that some people have it worse. It still doesn't mean I don't think they should move out and come join me where I'm at or somewhere close to where everybody's at and actually prosper, actually thrive. But they got grit. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.